and by them. They didn't hear anything.
Oh, Mark Artaud, Tony had it on mute. Sorry about that. We just thank you, Father, for each one of these people of prayer, this body of Christ, to this calling, Father, that they have been called, that we have been called, Father, to be watchmen on the wall, to be a tower, a McDowell. Did you know McDowell means tower? There's an old tower there, and it is a tower that they would look out over to see, you know, the enemy or things coming. And, Father, we thank you for that tower of this calling upon these people to be watchmen. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor, Lord. We thank you that we use our mouths as one today to stop the plans of the enemy and to bring forth those things that you want to bring forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. Father, we just thank you. Mom, you know, as Tony said, she has been in the mornings at 3BI, and it's very intense, and she studies and gets her lessons in order, and they have been wonderful. And, of course, we'll make this available to everyone once we get everything recorded. That's what we're doing right now. So, anyway, she's speaking about the Song of Moses, the Song of Moses. And I, as we're praying, as I got up this morning, I was praying last night because she told me, you know, she wanted me to do the call. But this morning, the Lord just brought that up to me. And I remember Jeannie Wilkerson speaking about how important the Song of Moses is. In the book of Revelation 22:17, which is the time where the earth is coming to her full judgment. The sin needs to be purged. The final stages of the wrath of God has come, because during the time of grace, of the fullness of the church, the body of Christ, they said, no, we don't want any of that. And all through the book of Revelation, there is this time where the God's dealing with this fullness of sin and giving him a chance to repent before him. And those that are just hard-hearted, there's those final judgments of the earth as well as the peoples and the nations on the earth. But it says in Revelation chapter 15:3, they sang the Song of Moses. And Jeannie Wilkerson would say the Song of Moses is the part of God that is the military part, that God is a military God. That part, that the military of him. And so the first time that it was sung, it was written by Moses. The Lord had given it to Moses when the children had crossed the Red Sea. And if you have your Bibles, you may want to look at that. It's Exodus 15, verse 4. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and its rider. He has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord, and that's Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the ineffable name of God. The Lord is his name. That means past, present, future. Pharaoh, his name, that's what it means. The Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose up against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils. The waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea. And the enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. You blew your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness? Fear and praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them. You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. The people will hear about it. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistines. The chiefs of Edom will be dismayed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, will take hold of them, and all the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fall on them. By the greatness of your arm, they will be as still as a stone. Till your people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over those whom you have purchased. You have brought them in and have planted them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your dwelling, own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. That shows you his right hand is the Holy Spirit. And I think what is so cool is in this group, God has especially called us to know that Holy Spirit in that way. When we're praying in the Holy Spirit, and we're praying in the Spirit, the Word and the Spirit, we are praying with God's right hand, which is the Holy Spirit, and we are praying against certain things. And, of course, Max has giving us an assignment for two more weeks that I know of. At least two more weeks. And it's against the mass shootings, attacks on places of worship, President Trump's safety, and number three, which is specifically to this group, no war with Iran involving the United States, Israel, or England. Praise God. If you are in the book of Revelation, one more scripture before we pray. And that is Revelation 22:17. And it shows, this is to the churches. I'll start with verse 12. Because Jesus testifies to the holy churches, Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. And behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Aleph and the Tov, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And then verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to these churches, to these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And then here's us. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. What I wanted to bring out was, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit and the bride are always going to be this one voice in prayer that the churches have been called to when they have the Holy Spirit and flow in him. And I want to flow in that. I think the Song of Moses is our text, the man of war. And we are going to come before the Father in the Spirit and the bride, the Spirit and the church, the Spirit and the body of Christ, all the same. Our one voice, one in Christ, and we are a kingdom of priests, royal priesthood. We come before you, Father, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabanche, on this prayer assignment, no war with Iran involving the United States, Israel, or England. We command Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Shanda Davra, show yourself strong on that border. Show yourself, Father, we ask you, show yourself strong on that border. Your right hand, no crossing over, no war, no impeditions in the name of Jesus, no confusion. Hallelujah. And we speak shalom on that border. Peace be still on that border. Hallelujah. Kilavros de Banganj de Bangaye. Izivros de Bokora Bakandaria Shundaria Kayara Dia K. Zororoko Zorokoraye. Zorokoraya. Zorokaraya. Zorokaraya. Go out in Jesus' name. Ikandere Vroso. Vroso Robokora Manchandaria Kaye. Ikayandara Kayorodo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Orabashea Vroso. Oh, Rabba Shikanani. Yirara Soro Shoko Kamaka. Zivras the Beishta. Zivras the Beishta. Yiradandaye. Yiradandaye. Ki ura sila vrishelea neakayati. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Yarabasta. Yarabasta vrakaya nishika niyaka. Ezivro rabashi edi aliyakam bashiki. Edibro rabashi kananista brankande dikiate. Eziko rabasaya nakaya redishta. Ezeila vrastiki anokoya niyakia. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, Rabashata. Oh, Rabashta, Brashia Kandeshte. Ozo vrush to bridge to branch to bokom bakashia ke. As he vrush to brush to branch to banga. As he vrush to banga. Is a brush to banga. Oda ki tiri ongom duns tavre kanayeneke. Ona kia ne kanda nito no kunda si ida kora de alayaya kaya neaka. Hallelujah. A sivresh te breke. Zivrobresh te beke. Oko, oko, okoya. A kora kaye. A kora kaye. A kora kaye ne. Iana, iana, iana yere ki. Iane anana yene ogo. Iane anana. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Just hover over that place, Israel, right now. Oh, Rabbi Shah, just hover softly. Hover. Oh, Rabbi Shah. Oh, Rabbi Shah. Oh, Rasha, ya, 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 nyeri, oku, Rasha, ya, ha.
Oh, Rasheaha. Oh, Rasheaha.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. I know that there's a further hovering over that. God's called us. You know, what we had so many confirmations from the very beginning, before, right when we got the properties in McDowell, actually before we actually bought it, in 1999, at first prayer conference, Rachel Tiefenthaler had a vision of a tunnel of the two, that there was no time between the two mountains, Prayer Mountain and McDowell. Arbel, which is on a hill between the Arbel, by the Arbel Mountain. But like I said, the prayers are, they're together. Another dear woman told me Sunday she was praying, and the Lord showed her they were married. She just started coming because she wouldn't know that in prayer. So, having that property, having that McDowell Tower as a watchman, the calling of prayer that is up on this, especially this part, for Israel, we go into those places. And as you go in those places, the Spirit and the Bride, the Spirit, you know, there's one, we're one in Christ in our prayers. You sense the love for that place, for Israel, from Jesus. You sense His love for that place. As He told Max personally to have this group pray for them and to ask the Father, no war with Iran involving his USA, Israel, England, and we bring that before the Father. In Jesus' name, amen. And we keep that before Him. We're the remembrancers. We remember and we keep that before Him and cover us with the Spirit. You know, His strong right hand, that power, His strong right hand. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a drink here real quick. Throat's a little dry. Hallelujah. As I was praying last night, the Lord was reminding me. Well, I'm just going with the Holy Spirit right now. We didn't do it in the divine order like we're supposed to. But the other thing that the Lord told Max was the President Trump's safety. And
to keep that before the Lord and to keep the first of all. Glory to God. We're just in that place. And I was looking at my notes, I saw the tower. You know, McDowell, like I said, meant tower, and I thought, a Trump tower. He's a tower. And there's so many scriptures about how God's a strong tower and the protection of God over. He is a strong tower. The righteous run into him and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And Father, we come before you, and we know that our president is tied to Israel. There's a divine connection there. Just like McDowell is tied to Prayer Mountain and the Ozarks. And we lift up this man. Hallelujah. We hold the blood of Jesus over President Donald John Trump. A tower of strength. Hallelujah. Over his family, over his life, over his motor cars, airplane, all modes of transportation, all point A, point B, point C, point D. We thank you for the blood. We say no weapon formed against him will prosper. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Father, I heard we had England on. And I thank you, Father, that those things that you've called them to for this great awakening will come forth. Through and through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for the right leaderships in all these places coming forth now in your grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hididish tambrangandai. Ora sorobrosondari branch tabagandari okorabakayade. O Korabun Shanaye, E Korabun Shanaye, E Lavraste Ga, E Lavraste Lamai, E Lavraste Mokoranoye, E Korono Shorobo Shoraba Shoraba Shea Vayene Kine Saha. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yane, yane, yane. Ine aman shabaga. Ine aman shabaga. Go robru, go rabash tibige. Ele andande ikayane soro korabahaya. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sense his presence so strong in my heart. Oh, Rabbi, he says the Spirit and the Bride working. It's so important, you know, Romans 8, that those that are led by the Spirit of God. And then are the sons of God, mature sons of God. And then that last verse, it talks about the love, and that's the Spirit of love in us that we pray from. Who can separate us? Who can separate this love from us? No one. And we pray from this place. This is the Holy Spirit working with the Spirit and the Bride. Glory to God. As a kingdom of priests, the first chapter of the revelation of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation says he has made us a royal kingdom of priests. That royal, sometimes you use your authority, and that would be more of the king. again, on your neighborhoods where you live, as you take your seat in Christ, far above principality, power, might, and dominion in Him, and you say, no, you don't. No, you don't, devil. You don't have my neighborhood today. You don't have my family today. You do not have no right. You have no right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And you hold the blood. You hold strong. You stay strong in Him, in the power of His might. Hallelujah. You're not moved by circumstances. You're not moved by what you see. You stay strong in Him, and He flees. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Any turmoils, any hospitals your family may be in, you go in there in the authority of the great I Am. And you say to those principalities and powers who rules and reigns, and it ain't them, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We speak shalom, peace. And one more thing that the Lord is bringing up to me. And these Israel elections. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just have a little bit of time. I'll spend about 5 minutes on this, Holy Spirit. Oh, Rabashi, you know, the Lord wants a man after His own heart. So much of that is in the book of when it comes to Israel and their kings. When you read the Old Testament, you'll see, you know, they didn't have a heart after the God. Their father, who was the king, had a heart, but then the son comes up, he doesn't have a heart after God. And he did terrible things in the eyes of the Lord. He set up these idols. And you see this over and over. And then you have this king that was anointed by Samuel in 1 Samuel 16. And his name was David. And he was anointed as a king as a young lad, probably a teenager. He was anointed as king when there was a king. Saul was still the king. But God told Samuel, how long are you going to start crying about Saul? Because I've refused him, because his heart's not right. He doesn't do what I ask him to do. And it says in Proverbs that God wants the heart of the king. Oh, He wants the heart of the king where He can move him to the right places. And that's why we pray 1 Timothy 2:1. So He said, I'm going to anoint a man. I'm going to anoint a king. I want you to go to the house of Jesse. He said, they'll kill him. What will happen, Lord? They find out I've got this oil. And he said, well, you tell him you've got to sacrifice. You're going to the house of Jesse. And he did all those things. And you know the story, how all the sons came up. And the Lord said, I refused him. And Samuel would say, surely this is God's anointed. And he'd say, no. And he finally told him such a key point. He said, I don't look at the man's outward appearance. I don't look at a man like men do. I look at a man's heart. I look at a man's motives. I look at a man, will he let me lead him? Will he let me guide Israel? Will he let me guide America? Will he let me go to America's divine path of awakenings, of the patriots, of the liberty? Will he let me go to the divine path of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Will he stay on that path, of that place of the awakening for Israel, those places I've called her to in this time? And that's what David did. He was a man after God's heart. And he had a son. And I tell you what is so interesting about this. After David, in chapter 16, was anointed by Samuel. In chapter 17, he defeated Goliath. In other words,
he had the anointing. It says in 1 Samuel that from then on, after the anointing, he grew power, more power. And that anointing, that's what we pray from, that's the Spirit and the bride, from that place of power in our prayers that dispenses the works of darkness, that dispenses the Goliath in our nation. Hallelujah. And it was like the Lord was saying, Brenda, he doesn't tell me everything. And sometimes I put my head to it and try to fill in the puzzle pieces. You guys know what I'm talking about. You just get little things in the spirit. Sometimes you get more. But most of the time it's just tidbits. But it was so important that Israel get a man out from God's heart. And if that's Netanyahu, then we just pray for that. But whoever it is, it's so important that their hearts are towards him and not any other criteria, not any other agendas, not anything but their heart. And God has a man. And those elections are coming up September 17th. Thank you, Father. And the book of Chronicles, where Solomon was dedicating the first temple, Second Chronicles, and I think it's chapter 6. Let me see if I got that. Yeah, Second Chronicles, chapter 6. And of course, David wanted to do that, and then he could, because he had blood on his hands from being a man of war. God said, "Your son will do it. He'll be a king of peace." And but the Lord says some things here. He's talking about when Solomon was dedicating this temple. He's talking about the man on the throne that even he brought up before the Lord in verse 16. Therefore, Lord God of Israel, now you have kept what you promised your servant David, my father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man sit before me, God speaking, on the throne of Israel, if your sons take heed to their way, that they walk in my law as you have walked before me. O Lord, O God of Israel, let your word come true, which you have spoken to your servant. He talks about the prayer that comes forth from that temple place. And of course, Jerusalem is too. The prayer that comes forth from heavenly Jerusalem that we pray from, God hears in that place. And that's verse 20. But then he says in verse 30, then hear from heaven your dwelling place and forgive and give to everyone according to all his ways whose heart you know. For you alone know the hearts of the sons of men, that they may fear you to walk in your ways as long as they live in the land of Israel, which you gave to our fathers, our patriarch fathers. So you know this heart, he brings it up in his prayers again, Solomon. It's so important for the leadership of Israel and America and other nations, but especially for Israel and covenant nations. It's so important. And I just thank you, Father. I thank you that you will guide these prayer warriors. And we stand, Father, for that man. If it's Netanyahu, Father, we thank you. His heart becomes more tender and more tender and more tender to you. Even more so if it's another man, Father. I know there's divine connections between Netanyahu and President Trump. But, Father, I know there's more prayer that needs to be over this election and the anointing of the heart. And we thank you, Lord. Oh, Russia. The anointing to break the yokes of bondages, to break those things that would try to come against Israel. Before the Lord has said the time. And speaking especially, I think about the Ezekiel 38, 38, 9 war. A man of strength, a man of his word, a man of integrity, a man of love, a shepherd over Israel. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we thank you over our president, too, for the wonderful heart. But even more so to you. In Jesus' name, keep praying that. It's a continual prayer. Well, thank you, wonderful warriors, wonderful daughters and men of power by the Holy Spirit. We thank you for joining us. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And we'll see you next time. Shalom, shalom.